Proclamation number 6046 of 10th of September, 1954. Upward development in a mandatory state and free will. The process of redemption is already taking place eternally. The spiritual has the opportunity to develop upwards eternally, because a constant change of the external form also always creates new opportunities for development. And this development continues uninterruptedly up to the human being, because everything takes place in divine order, because this upward development is determined by law according to God's will. But once God's will withdraws, and then the spiritual should progress in its development in exactly the same way, yet in complete free will, which is why there is also the possibility that the ascent development will stagnate, that the spiritual will remain on the same level or sink again into a lower degree of maturity. Which is why, as a human being, a relapse into the depth from which the spiritual had worked its way up in an infinitely long time can very easily take place. Endlessly long time has the spiritual needed to be admitted to embodiment as a human being. And the short time of earthly life is like a moment compared to this long time of preliminary development from the abyss up to the human being. And truly, you humans will not be put to difficult a test of will. Only little is required of you, to serve of your own free will. You already had to serve before, but you were destined to do so by natural laws, which you could not resist. And you should do the same as a human being without being compelled. The endless time of your development in the law of compulsion could also have broken your resistance so that you gladly and joyfully serve, even if you are no longer forced to do so. But now you are influenced by a side which could not influence you before. God's adversary can now influence you again, and he uses this advantage to win you back again, whom he has already almost lost. And now you have to make a decision, for God will not leave you unaffected either. He also has an effect on you. But neither power uses coercion. You are neither defenselessly at the mercy of God's adversary, nor are you determined to decide for God by divine supply of grace. You are free to choose your Lord. But you may run the risk of needing eternities to become human again and having to make the same decision again if you direct your will wrongly and turn it towards the one who wants to corrupt you. For you don't need to choose wrongly, because God's love is constantly meant for you, and because a measure of grace is at your disposal which you only need to use in order to choose correctly. Because every person is able to serve with love and is offered ample opportunity to do so on earth. For a spark of God slumbers in the human being, a tiny spark of love which, however, can easily flare up into a flame. Every human heart is capable of love, and if it listens to the subtle voice within itself, it will also become active in love. And then it will serve in love, in free will, and then God's adversary will no longer have any influence on it. Then the infinitely long process of development will come to an end. The spiritual being will be free of all external form. It returns to the spiritual kingdom from which it once took its origin. Amen.